This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No. This is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
Divisional round playoffs. Only 8 teams remaining. And what else would you do to prepare for that weekend than listen to This Is Gross? I don't think there's anything. Thanks for tuning in. This week, I got the other half of the offensive tackle team for the Carolina Panthers, Byron Bell, who's, you'll hear, a good friend of mine, somebody I've taken under my wing and hopefully not messed him up too bad. But he's a great guy, and he's got an awesome story and pretty inspiring. But as usual, I love sitting down, talking to him, and having fun, and he did not disappoint. So, thank you all for listening, and here he is. This is Gross with Big Byron Bell. Peace. So, do I need to turn the TV off?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
You sure? You can focus?
I can.
Even though there's a streaming live episode of The Panthers Pulse streaming in on our TV? You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Well, there wouldn't be a better person to have in the playoffs than the other end to my bookend. If it wasn't for you, Byron Bell, all the books would just fall over because you can't have just one bookend, right? You got to have two bookends to keep it all together. So welcome to the show, number 77, Byron Bell.
Hey, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
I've had you on before, actually, in the O-line camp, glamping. That was like the third episode ever. Mm-hmm. I've done like 30 of them since then. You'll have to see if I'm any better. I want to start off with, one thing that the league has taught me over the years is, like, don't judge a book by its cover. And I've told you this story before about when you first got here. And now that I know you, I'm ashamed of it because a lot of people have done that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got here, we always have rookies every year. You're undrafted, free agent out of New Mexico. And then you came. We were in training camp, big old body with, like, fraternity, shredded fraternity shirt, which your fraternity is, the
Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Right. So you're very proud of that.
Very.
And you're just kind of quiet. And I nicknamed you Eeyore right off the bat because you were kind of like, okay, everything's fine.
Got the custom-made Eeyore shirt.
Right. Now you embrace it. And I remember thinking, I don't think this guy's got a very good chance of making the team. And boy, was I wrong.
No. Oh. Yeah, you can't judge a book by a cover.
I know. And I already knew that, B. And the worst part is, I already knew that, and I did it again. Because I just thought, he's just too tired to play pro football. But you got like this on-off switch. I would say I'm kind of the same guy on the field and off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Fairly logical. Try hard, high energy.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right. But you are like zero. You're like, you have two speeds, like somber, like fairly like moving slowly, or like killer on the field.
Yeah. You know what? Walking to practice, Mario Addison, he always makes fun of me. He said, there you go with that slow bop off to practice. As soon as he get there, he full speed, ready to punch me.
I know.
And, you know, I just get my mind right. You know, I live life. I don't try to live it too fast.
Yep.
Because I might miss something. So, you know, in life, I like to take one step at a time. When I'm on the field, I got to play fast.
Well, I appreciate that out of you because I tend to move too quickly sometimes. And I don't want to miss anything, so I think I got to go fast so I don't miss anything. Whereas you'll cruise.
Oh, hey, you got to keep it on cruise control.
Well, you do a good job of that. The nickname Eeyore, though, B, I think I'm the best nickname giver on the team.
That you are.
Okay.
When I first told my mother that you gave me the nickname Eeyore, she said, you know what, I can see that. It's always, okay.
All right.
I'm not saying.
Why are you talking to me? But
I embraced it. You know what? It, you know, when you gave it a nickname, you know, you can go one or two ways with it. And I love it. At least they care.
Most,
you know,
all my nicknames I give are there. Well, all my nicknames I give have strong truth to them, but they're a little bit annoying at first. Like the guy we have on our team right now, Last name is McDonald, and I named him Old McDonald, and he did not like it at first. But now everybody calls him Old McDonald.
And he's embracing it,
and it's now he's got a role on the team.
Hey,
you know,
whatever that is, roll with it still.
Or caveman center.
He actually looks like a caveman,
right? And he didn't like it at
he
first.
He didn't, but you know what? He embraced it.
But he looks like a caveman. He plays center.
Yeah.
So that's his name, right?
Caveman Center. And everybody called him Caveman.
Well, your real nickname is like B, just B.
Yeah.
Hey, B. Hey, B. Because Byron's obviously too hard to say, right? But but the Eeyore thing, when you wore the shirt, man, that made me proud.
Yeah.
That made me proud because you'd finally made it. Well, you've come in. I call you my little brother because obviously we look a lot alike.
True.
In size, structure, skin tone, the whole deal.
The whole nine yards.
And so I'm like, more proud of you than any teammate I've had.
Because
you've got a fairly complex story that is more, it's serious, and it's more serious than I've normally talked about. But you shared it with us the first day you got here, man, and it was like, that made me start thinking that you could make the team once you said that. But you came out with the story about growing up in Texas and with your mom, and you had a couple brothers.
Yep.
All right. And then you never won. This is the first season you've ever had a winning season football from peewee till third year in the pro.
First ever winning season in my whole
time.
That's
unbelievable.
First one.
Tell me about, I know, but tell everybody about your high school record.
Oh, it was bad.
Greenville, Texas.
Born and raised in high school. Didn't win a lot of games when you're playing against Ryan Mallick, Matthew Stafford at Highland Park, Ryan Mallick at Texas, Texarkana, Texas High. You know? I played against some good guys, you know, coming out. And
did you play D-line too?
I played just offensive line.
They missed out on you on the D-line.
I needed to get over
there. You could have sacked those guys.
I could have. And it was bad every week. But you know what? One thing I didn't lose was focus. You know, I knew I could play at the next level, at the collegiate level. I played hard. You know, I played against a lot of guys. Sergio Kendall, he ended up going to Texas and Baltimore. I played against a lot of guys at in the high school level. And,
but your overall record was?
It was bad. my first year, we won one game.
Right.
Second year, we won two. Third year, we won one. And the last year, goose egg. And so
your senior year, you didn't win a game.
Not a game.
Oh.
I never lost, you know, I never lost hope.
I know you don't.
And we was in a lot of them, and some of them we was out of.
What was the problem? What were you short on?
Man.
So you had an NFL caliber tackle, but then nothing. Did you not have the other bookend?
Yeah.
It so all the books just fell apart.
Yeah, it was bad, man. And I love those guys I played with. We still talk about the glory days.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to call them.
Right.
And, you know, we just went, you know, I guess we weren't disciplined enough.
Yeah, well, who knows? So, but the bond with high school teammates is huge. I still talk to all my buddies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you've been with me I go back to my hometown, do my O-lineman high school camp my youth camp. You've been back there.
Oh, I have.
Fruitland, Idaho, the Grizzlies.
Oh, you talk about big time. This guy here, big time.
Well, when you're from a town of, like, 2,500 people, it's easy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in Idaho. There's not a lot of pro athletes rolling out of there, right?
And not out of Greenville as well. So, you know, this playoff game we got coming up Sunday, I've been getting a lot of messages. People been coming to my mom's house back home and wanting to watch the game. You know, the city's kind of, you know, they're proud of me. So, they were, you know, everybody's a Cowboy fan. Let me get that. But now everybody's a Carolina Panther fan because you got somebody from the hometown.
Yeah.
In the National Football League.
You won them over.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's half the bet. When you get to the pros, there should be, like, along with your playbook, there should be a playbook for dealing with ticket requests and people. And most of them mean well, but it's like you can get swamped, especially for big games like this, if you don't handle it right. But I've gotten so streamlined now, like for this game, that I have way less requests than I got when I was younger because people know the kind of the avenues to go through. But when you first get in the league, man, it's brutal.
Oh, it is. It's bad. And I've been getting ticket requests out of nowhere.
I know.
And you know what? I told everybody I'm just keeping an immediate family.
Yeah.
And my college offensive line coach, he's going to come out. And other than that, that's it.
Good.
My mother and him.
You got to keep it smaller. It'll wear you out.
It will. And
you just be glad the game's over so you don't have to deal with people anymore.
Man.
Your least of your worries is the DNs.
No,
your family and friends are worse.
Yeah, they don't care, though. They don't care about that. They just want to watch us play.
Now we saw. Well, let's get back to your family real quick. So then you got to go to New Mexico, mm-hmm. which was in the Mountain West, yep. which is the conference I grew up in, but now Utah's Pac-12. No. Pac-12. But I was Mountain West. I played the Lobos many times.
Oh, yeah.
In Albuquerque a few times. Nice place.
Oh, yeah.
But you go there, the big tackle from Greenville, right?
Mm-hmm.
And things are going good. You have a win, a 500 season?
Yeah, in New Mexico. We went to our first bowl game since 1965.
The New Mexico Bowl.
New Mexico Bowl. So it was a home game against the Nevada Wolfpack with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
He was a quarterback at that time. Uh-huh. And he was a freshman.
Okay.
Beat him 24-0.
Nice.
So, you know, that was big time.
But your
for
record
us.
Was 500? Is that how you got?
We were 7-5.
Oh, so you did have one winning season.
Yeah.
Okay.
They won a 10-win season.
Okay. It was 7-5 isn't like, yeah, it's not incredibly good.
Yeah.
But it's still
good
enough. Right. So then you get the phone call.
Yeah.
Right? Can you tell me that story?
Right after the bowl victory, you know, we all in the locker room pumped up. Then I went back to our running back house, Rodney Ferguson, because I always used to hang around him. I was a freshman at that time, and yeah. I thought he was just a superstar.
Right.
And I looked up to him a lot, and his roommates, Kendall Briscoe, was there. He played defensive tackle. Frankie Solomon, he's my fraternity brother. He played safety, and we was over there having a good time. Then I got the phone call. Well, I was getting messages first, and I was like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm reading it. This one, MySpace was hot.
MySpace, nice.
So I was reading the messages, and then that's when I got the call. Like, you know, I got bad news. I got my friend called me, like, dude, your house is on fire, but I'm getting you the details. He got the details, called me back, like, your brother didn't get out. So I was like, now I'm cringing, panicking. You know, I really can't do too much of nothing. The airport is closed.
Right.
Only person I could call is Coach. At that time, my head coach was Coach Rocky Long. I could call him, my offensive line coach, Jason Lansmeyer, that will be at the game Sunday. You know, he really instrumental. Like, he really helped me out with
good.
This whole situation. That kept me on the straight path.
Right.
And I got the phone call, man. I was devastated. I was like, I was on top. I had a high. We just won already.
Yep.
You know, party, have a good time. The city's, you know, we happy. First bowl win and then that.
Yeah.
So I had to go from 100 to zero. And I'm like, when I was depressed, I was just super sad. I didn't know what to think. And one thing I could tell you that my teammates at that time, you know what, they went from 100 to zero and they were with me the whole time.
Right.
You know. And
so what happened was you have a set of twin brothers.
I have a set
and one
of twin
of Isaiah,
brothers.
There was a house fire and he passed away in a fire.
Yeah, he passed away in 2007, 2 days before Christmas. It was rough for us. They were adopted.
Yeah.
You can't tell my little brothers that they're not my brothers.
No, man. The family's family, right?
You used to see them, you know, oh, man.
Yeah.
My brother Elijah, he's still going strong. And I never seen him, you know, shake, not one time, you know, even though his twin isn't here.
Right.
I could have stories for days about E and Isaiah, yep. man. And
good.
As an older sibling, you know, you don't want nothing to happen to your brother. So I always, you know, when that happened, man, I was just hurting. I have another brother named Seth. That's my biological brother, and we had E and I ever since they were babies, and you know they grew up with us. I mean, day one, I remember their first day going to school. When they got off the bus, they ran over there. I got videos.
Yeah.
I got the whole nine, man, and photos. You know, the whole nine. And I miss Isaiah dearly. But when I got the phone call, you know, I just felt like the whole world came down.
Right.
On me. And we went back. I went back to Texas the next morning. Flew in. I went to go see my house. Everything was gone. All the trophies, accolades I won. You know, I'm not worried about that, but all that's gone.
Yeah.
Leatherman jackets, mom.
Photos. Right.
Everything. It's just gone. Everything.
Right.
We try to save as much as possible, but there's really too much you can't save. It's all smoked out.
Yep.
Or it's, you know, burnt up. At that time, we were staying with my aunt. And, you know, I was over a best friend's house. My brother was at somebody else's house. So we were pretty much homeless. So, you know, we did that for a while. Then we had Christmas. I spent Christmas in Houston with my coach, Shannon Shorter. He said, man, just come to Houston, get your mind off of it. Came back in time, had the funeral. It was a closed casket because my brother, you know, was
yep.
pretty, you know, I seen him, you know, at the funeral home viewing. And I was hurt. And I still got that image with me today. And you know what? That, I think that's what fires me and keeps me going.
Well,
when I feel like the low is as low, I think, you know, I can go out and have a bad game. But if I was to think about him, can't nothing be worse than that.
Well,
right,
you carry him with you. I know that, oh, man, yeah, on your shoulders when you're out there playing. And you write his name on your cleats every game.
Yep.
Right? And I see that. Because, you know, everybody's been through something. But, not, you know, I've never been through anything like that. And I don't claim to have been. And, man, I see that pride that you have in your family when you play. And sometimes I think, you know, I've told you, you put too much on yourself. Yeah. But you, man, you carry that name proudly. It's awesome, man. You're making everybody proud. And you're taking honoring your brother by doing that. And you gave – there was a story that you gave a fan was on you one game, right?
Yeah, right,
and
after it, the Buffalo game.
Yeah, and they were hollering at you the whole game.
Yeah.
And you shut down – was it the Giants game?
Yeah.
Yeah, you shut down the Giants DNs, and then you ran over and you gave them your shoes,
yeah,
right?
You know, if you think you could do it, here come my cliques, come play.
But, well, but they had their brother's name written on them, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty symbolic of like – and just taking care of your brother and, you know, spreading joy around the world, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
And you know, sometimes you need that. You know, he was hackling, man. I looked up at him, and I was like, this dude had no clue. But
well,
you know what? I went out and played the game. He fired me up, and I went over and gave him my shoes.
He became your biggest fan.
And, and you know, he's still my buddy, Facebook friends. You
your
know.
Second biggest fan, actually, because my wife's friend, Sarah, she is in love with Byron Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that, like, being friends with us turned her on to the lineman world.
Mm-hmm.
And once you love the lineman world, you never get out of
you
it.
You can't.
So they came to the Atlanta game, and she's rocking the Byron Bell jersey, and her husband's rocking the Piggy jersey. It's awesome.
Oh, man, I love
huge
it.
Huge fans.
Oh, when I see the 7-7, man, it brings joy to me, man. I love it.
You're winning people over one at a time, right?
One jersey at a time.
Well, you do, man, you do a good – and we always have our saying. So tackles can relate to each other because – we're on an island. It's like us in corners.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get a little guard help every now and again, but you can't count on it, right? It's like you and the best athlete on the field head-to-head. And the best athlete on the field tag teams with his buddy and rotate in and out. So it's me and you, right? And so we'll be on the sideline or in the huddle. I love it when we're looking in the huddle, and Cam will call play. It's like a deep drop back. He's holding the ball forever. And he's like, ready, break. And me and you look at each other,
I
like, just
you.
Shake our head, like,
here we go.
And it brings me strength because I'm like, all right, I know he's in the same dilemma I'm in. You know what
very
I mean?
True.
Like, just take your best set, man. Oh, it's brutal. Never too high,
Not too low.
And I had to help teach you that.
Sometimes I get a little too high. I get way high.
You get your first start ever. Right? Was it against
Green Bay?
And you went against Clay Matthews. You did awesome.
Yep.
And you were coming off the field. I can block anybody, you know, and you're on top of the world, which you should be because you're having a great game. And I was like, B.
Stud. Easy.
Never too high. Never too, because for every high, there's a low. Yeah. And if you go on that roller coaster, man, it's rough to recover.
You got me down real fast. Oh. You know he's right. We still got three more quarters.
Because there's nothing harder than you get beat. It's I've literally gotten beat, like, on the third play of the game for a sack before, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there and you're going, okay, I got, like, 60 or 70 more plays against this guy. And if I let my head go where it wants to go, I'm done.
Yeah.
You got to fight through it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to fight. And they get in the way games with the crowd noise. You can't hear anything. You got to trust your technique.
That's your best friend.
It's brutal. It's brutal. But I'll come over on the sidelines. You even tease me now because I'll come over. I'm like, B. What are they giving you over there? I'm like trying to steal information so when I go against a guy that you've been going against, I'll at least have a little heads up.
Yeah.
It helps out.
It does. You know, when I think it helps out a lot. When we, you know, it keeps us sharp, you know.
Yep.
It keeps us in the game because, you know, here come that key protection.
You're a different player than I am. You got the strongest punch on the team, but in the weight room, you're not the strongest guy.
No, not
which
at all.
Which just shows you, every kid at home, it's all about technique and fundamentals more so than – you know, just making sure your bench is as high as possible.
Yeah.
You got those boxer's hands, though. You grew up boxing.
Hey, you know what? That got me with the good feet, you know, jump rope, you know, running a lot, you know, moving your feet in a square circle, you know. And that helps you out when you're one-on-one out there on that island, you know. When you're one-on-one in the ring, yeah, you got to move your feet and you got to make sure if you miss – you better move.
Oh, you got to get
come.
Up.
So,
yeah,
it's the
awful.
Same thing.
But I'm trying to train you not only for the tackle world, but for the outside world either. Swim lessons.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know how to swim.
No, not at all.
And you started hanging around me. You came to Idaho. I got you in a lake for the first time ever.
Yep.
You had like 10 life jackets on you. And you were floating off the boat.
I had a super cold one.
Oh, super cold. Then we went to Tampa last year. We stayed for the week. And you got in the ocean for the first time. And Khalil may or may not have swam underwater and grabbed your leg.
He did. And I freaked out.
He thought it was a shark or something.
I freaked out. I panicked.
But now we got you in swim lessons.
Oh, yeah.
With my kids' teacher.
Yeah, I'm floating. I'm swimming. Hey, man, I feel like the new Michael Phelps.
Right, you love the water.
Oh yeah, and I, you know what?
You got to know how to swim, man.
Oh yeah, and I'm loving it, man.
So
I'm
anyone who's listening that's had a trial or tribulation, that's had any limitation of knowledge ability, can just say, hey, if Byron can do it, I can do it.
Yes,
that's serious, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Because you know, growing up, I always used to say I'm gonna be in the NFL and. You know, it was a long road.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of bumps, and, you know, it was a lot of turbulence on that plane. But it smoothed out. You know, now I'm in my third season, so I'm loving it, man.
Speaking of turbulence on planes,
uh-oh.
When we fly, there's a certain huge man in row 27B that does not love the airplane.
I don't like to fly so much. Nobody sit next to me.
Oh.
I make them nervous.
Oh, it's bad.
It is. And I've been like this since college.
You know it's safe, right?
Super safe.
And it's very safer than you driving around with those thin profile wheels on your truck. Those are more dangerous than an airplane.
True. At least I can control
you went and bought a nice Silverado. It was all stock, and then you went and put the pull me over package on it.
Not
with the tinted windows and the big rims and the smoke headlights. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's more dangerous than the airplane.
But I'm controlling this one.
But you're not controlling all the other people around you, texting and not paying attention.
You're right.
Right? In the airplane, there's just you're safe, man. Okay.
When that thing get the rocking, though, I'm grabbing on.
I know. And then I see you. You grab the seat in front of you. Like that little thing's gonna protect you,
right? Yeah, you gotta grab life by the horns.
I'm never sitting anywhere near you, man.
That's why I got my own seat.
It's gonna
right
be
there.
Bad. So someday when I'm gone, you can move back to my chair, right? When I'm not here anymore. And are you going to be able to carry on the tradition of the nicknames and the energy and the sarcastic humor to keep the O-line coach balanced out?
I got to get my energy level up. But I think I can get the torch and keep it alive.
All right.
I know I can.
Do you know the energy's all fake most of the time in practice?
Sometimes you got to fake it.
Well, here's my strategy. Energy when you're tired and everybody's tired. You got to hoot and holler and just yell crazy stuff and bounce around because eventually –
It'll
your
run.
Body will wake up.
Yeah.
But at first, it's all fake.
No,
don't tell anybody I said that.
Walk to practice. I'm like, here we go, B. Gotta get your
I know.
Right.
But see, when you're the younger guy, you can kind of just duck down, only take care of yourself. Because I know, because I used to be younger. But then when you're the older guy, you're like, well, somebody's got to get these guys riled up.
Yeah.
You know, so then it falls on you. So just prepare, all right?
I'll be ready.
Pretty soon, in about 8 more years, when you're in your 11th season, you're going to have to use some young guy, and you'll name him like Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
We got a whole crew here.
Well, I appreciate you coming and joining me on a Tuesday after you were in there getting some cardio in, extra lift, you know. Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Hey, just got to get right.
And let's take care of business. We'll give Cam some time this weekend and see how many we can win you your first championship.
Oh.
How about that?
Hey, but one game at a time. That's we'll make right. it happen.
And not too high?
Not too low.
All right, B. See you, bud.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.